Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Canto 7, chapter number 14. We'll recite text number 30 and then I'll read the other verses. Saram Sripushkaradini Shri Uttrani Arshutanita Kurukshetram Gaya Shira Prayaga Pulapashrama Saramsi Pushkaradini Shetranya Ashtanita Kurukshetram Gaya Shira Prayaga Pulamashama Saramsi Pushkaradini Shetrani Arashtanita Kurukshetram Gaya Shvira Prayaga Pulamashama नैमिषं फल्गुनं सेतुं प्रभासोत्था कुशस्थली वारांसी मधुपुरी पंपा बिंदु सरस्तथा नारायणाश्रमो नंदा सीतारामाश्रमदादया सर्वकुलचला राजन महेंद्र मलयादया एते पुण्यात्मपादेशे हरेर आचार श्रेष्ठचय एतान दशानिश्चित श्रेयस कामो हि अभिक्षणा धर्मो हि अतीन्द्रिय पुंसाम सहस्रादीप फलोदया सारांशी लेख्स पुष्करादीनी such as Pushkar, Kshetrani, sacred places like Kurukshetra, Gaya Kshetra and Jagannath Puri, Arha for worshipable, saintly persons, Ashritani, places of shelter, Uta, celebrated Kurukshetram, a particular sacred place, Dharmakshetra, Gaya Shira, a place known as Gaya, where Gayasura took shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Prayagaha, Allahabad, at the confluence of the two sacred rivers, Ganges and Yamuna. Pulaha Ashrama, the residence of Pulaha Muni. So we read the translation of text 30 to 33. The sacred lakes like Pushkara and the places where saintly persons live, like Kurukshetra, Gaya, Prayag, Pulhashram, Naimisharanya, the banks of the Phalgu River, Setuband, Prabhas, Dwarka, Varanasi, Mathura, Pampa, Bindu Sarovar, Badrikashram, Narayanashram, the places where the Nanda River flows, the places where Lord Ram and Mother Sita took shelter, such as Chitrakoot, and also the hilly tracts of land known as Mahendra and Malaya. All of these are to be considered most pious and sacred. Similarly, places outside India where there are centers of the Krishna consciousness movement and where Radha Krishna deities are worshipped must all be visited and worshipped by those who want to be spiritually advanced. One who intends to advance in the spiritual life may visit all these places and perform ritualistic ceremonies to get results 1,000 times better than the results of the same activities performed in any other place. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In this verses and in the verse 29, stress is given to one point. Harer Archa Shrutas Chaye or Harer Archa. In other words, any place where the deities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by devotees is most significant. The Krishna consciousness movement is giving the population of the entire world a chance to take advantage of Krishna consciousness through these ISKCON centers, where one may perform deity worship and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and in this way obtain results with effectiveness increased 1,000 times. This constitutes the best welfare activity for human society. This was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, as it was predicted by him in the Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya 4.126. Prithivite Ajayati Nagarati Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoime Muranam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the Hare Krishna movement with installed deities to spread to every village and town in the world, so that everyone in the world might take advantage of this moment and become all auspicious in spiritual life. Without spiritual life, nothing is auspicious. Mogha Asha Mogha Karmano Mogha Jnana Vichetasa. Bhagavad Gita 9.12. No one can become successful in fruitive activities or speculative knowledge without being Krishna conscious. As recommended in the Shastras, everyone should be very eagerly interested in taking part in the Krishna consciousness movement and understand the value of spiritual life. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Padam Rupa Pranamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Vanderam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padamamala Shri Guru Vishnumascha Shri Rupam Sarjatam Saranatam Tam Tam Sarinam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saranatam Shri Vishatam. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavecha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the devotees assembled here, especially all the Maharajas, all Srila Prabhupada disciples, and all the senior devotees and all the Vaishnavas who are assembled today for this morning class. Before I attempt to speak on this verse, Please bless me that let me speak for my purification and for the glorification of Shri Radha Shyam Sundar. Also, I am very much honored and grateful for given this opportunity to speak in this auspicious month of Purushottam Mass, and that too in Shri Vrindavan Dham. So very grateful to the management. So today we are reading from Canto 7, Chapter number 14, Text 30 to 33. This chapter is entitled as The Ideal Family Life. So this, the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, begins from the inquiry of Maharaj Yudhishthir. And Maharaj Yudhishthir is inquiring that, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is he partial or is he impartial? And based on this question, Narad Muni starts answering, and then he describes the entire episode or the entire pastime of Lord Narasimhadev delivering or killing the demoniac Hiranyakashipu. And the whole beautiful chapter described the glorious character and the qualities of the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. And just last month we celebrated this festival of Lord Narasimha Jayanti, and many devotees celebrated it in great enthusiasm, and devotees spoke about it. So the whole Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto has been dedicated for that pastime. And once this demon has been killed, and then in future chapters again there's a discussion between Maharaj Yudhishthir and Narad Muni. So this chapter 14, which is entitled as Ideal Family Life, this chapter begins with the question of Maharaj Yudhishthir, where Maharaj Yudhishthir is asking the question that how can people staying in household life, or people staying in a house, how can they attain liberation, or how can they attain the goal of life? And then Narad Muni starts replying and giving beautiful answers, and he's in very nice beautiful verses explaining that what is the duty of a householder living in a house, how can he attain Krishna, how can he perform devotional service. So Narad Muni is mentioning that person staying in renounce in grihastha ashram or in a house, he should keep Krishna in his center of the house and perform devotional service. He's saying that if a person has to live or earn his livelihood, the focus should be main for just focusing on Krishna and trying to do only just so that we can sustain and survive this body and keeping the body and soul together. And in series of discussion, he is giving different instructions at what a person should do and how a person can attain the ultimate perfection by practicing Krishna consciousness. So in the last verse, which is text 29, it is said, I'll just read the translation once again, the auspicious indeed are the places where there is a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in which he is duly worshipped, and also the places where there flow the celebrated sacred rivers mentioned in the Puranas, the supplementary Vedic literature. Anything spiritual done there is certainly very effective. And we read the subsequent verses today, text 30 to 33, where Narad Muni is describing all that holy places. He is describing Kurukshetra, Gaya, Prayag, Pula Ashram, Naimisharanya, and different rivers and all these places. And he is saying that anyone who goes there, he gets purified, he gets great amount of spiritual benefit. And Srila Prabhupada also writes in the translation that not just the holy places in India, but anywhere where there are Radha and Krishna deities all over the world. So that place is not different than any other Tirthas, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is residing and taking service from His devotees. And Srila Prabhupada is writing in the translation that anybody who does that sincerely get results 1,000 times more of the activities performed anyway. So that is the glory of coming to a dham. Srila Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu mentions the 64 items of bhakti. And out of the 64 items, he mentions that there are 5 most important, or the 5 most potent angas of bhakti. And they are association of devotees, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, then chanting the holy names, doing Naam Sankirtan, doing the Archa Vigra Seva, that is deity worship. And 5th is Dham, visiting the holy places, hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead performed in that holy places. So out of all these 64 items, this 5 has become given special prominence. And Rupa Goswami mentions in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that out of this 5, even if a person takes any one of it and is completely absorbed, gives his 100%, then this anga is qualified enough to qualify him to the stage of Bhava Bhakti. That is the potency of these 5 angas. And all the devotees here, there are devotees who are residing in this holy dham of Vrindavan, and all the devotees who are visiting in this holy dham of Vrindavan, we know that what is the great benediction of coming and staying in this holy dham. And devotees all over the world come here to perform bhakti. And it is the great fortune of all of us that Srila Prabhupada has created this Krishna Balaram Mandir, where devotees can constantly engage in devotional service 24 hours. And we see that from morning till evening there is Krishna Katha going on in Balaram Hall, in Prabhupada's room. And there is 24-hour Kirtan happening by these wonderful devotees. And everybody is just engaged in hearing and chanting and hearing and chanting of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the glory of Dham. And we see, especially in this month of Purushottam Mass, hundreds and thousands of people come. In fact, people come here to take darshan. So what is our actual purpose of coming to Dham? Because when a person comes to Dham and hears the pastime and visits the holy places where Krishna performed his pastime, he is actually able to remember Krishna more. He is able to glorify Krishna more. Right? So that is the importance of coming to the holy dham. And in this dham, any activity performed gets 1,000 times more benefit. The holy name or any Vaishnava Seva, anything performed gets 1,000 times more. And especially in the month of Purushottam Mass, you get more benefit. But unfortunately, many people who come to this dham, people are not aware that what is the mode of coming to dham. So people just come as tourists. People come, see the temple. They are more interested in clicking pictures and taking selfies than seeing the Lord and trying to hear what is the glory of this place. That's why our Acharya says that one should come to dham and try to witness or see the dham not by your eyes, but through the ears. Because unless and until we hear the glory of Krishna, the glory of Dham, till that time one is not able to understand that where he has come, what is this place, what is the benefit of coming to this place. So that's why Shravanam is given the most important. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked that out of the 9 processes of devotional service, that is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam and all the 9 processes of bhakti, which is the most powerful? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphatically said Shravanam and Kirtanam. Because Shravanam and Kirtanam are both connected. We hear and then we chant. So that's why hearing is very important. But unfortunately today people don't want to hear. So one of our devotees was sharing a funny story that one time there was one Bhagavat Katha happening and there was one person who used to come every day and sit right in front and used to sleep. Not just sleep, used to snore. And used to snore so loudly that the snoring voice was emitted in the mic. And the speaker used to get disturbed. But then in front of all the audience, he was thinking that, you know, what should I speak? So every day this person used to come and sit in the front. And then this person who was speaking, he became so much frustrated that while speaking katha, this person used to enter the temple hall and used to sit in front. So when he used to come, he used to say, "Aa gaya kya?" That means, "Oh, you have come now." Okay. And then he used to sit and then he used to say, "Oh, baith gaya kya?" That means, now you are sitting. And then after some time, he is really sleeping and then he is completely off. Then he gets up and walks away. And the speaker in middle used to say, "Oh, ja raha hai kya? You are going now." So every time he used to do the same thing, come, sit, sleep, get up and go. So this person used to hardly hear any Krishna katha, but he had faith that somebody had told him that I should hear the Bhagavatam, I should hear Krishna katha. So he used to come in ritualistic manner and just come and just sit and go. So it is said that one time while he was sleeping in the night, he was thinking that he is in the temple hall and he is hearing the Bhagavatam class. And while in the dreaming state, now he is repeating the words of the speaker. "Oh, you have come, now sit." You are sitting and now you are going. So one day while he was sleeping and in that dreaming stage, a thief entered his house. So thief entered his house and this person said, "Aa gaya kya?" That means you have entered the house. And the thief was shocked. He is saying that although this person is sleeping, he has mystic powers. How did he know that I have entered? And then out of great fear, he sat down. So this person said, "Baith gaya kya?" That means, "Did you sit down?" And this person was shocked. And he's saying that, "What kind of person is this?" And then he was about to run. And he said, "Ja raha hai kya?" That means, "Are you going?" And he just ran. And never he came in that house. So the great personality said that even if a person comes to a katha, tries to hear katha with material motives, with mundane understanding, still he gets so much benefit. Our acharya says that what is the benefit if a person with great faith, with great bhakti, with great devotion and with great attentiveness hears the Srimad Bhagavatam? What benefit he has? And in the Bhagavat Puran we have the pastime of this person Dhundukari and Dhundubi, where the most abominable and the most sinful person, just by hearing the Bhagavatam, is delivered and from his ghostly body. And that is the power of the Bhagavatam. And especially in this month of Purushottam Mas, it is said that one should perform six things. And Rupa Goswami says that five angas of bhakti and worshipping Tulsi Maharani and staying in a dham. And especially it is recommended that when you come to Vrindavan Dham, it has great amount of benefit. So that is the glory of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this verse, there are different holy places mentioned. So I'll just touch upon and in nutshell speak about this different holy places. In this verse it is mentioned the place called as Pushkar. So Pushkar is a place in India near Ajmer, just few some nearby this place. And in Ajmer there is this famous temple of Lord Brahma. It is said that is the only temple of Lord Brahma, and thousands of people visit and offer prayers. And there is this famous Pushkar Tirth, so people visit and offer their prayers. Then Kurukshetra. So everybody knows what happened in Kurukshetra, the historical event of Krishna speaking the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And then later on, the war between the Pandavas and Kauravas happened. So that is the famous Dharmakshetra, that is Kurukshetra. In Bihar, on the bank of Phalgu River, there is this place called Gaya. Gaya is a place where the Lord delivered and gave darshan to the demon called as Gayasur. So this Gayasur was a son of Tripurasur, and because he was a son of Tripurasur, he was powerful. He offered prayers to Lord Vishnu, and then Lord Vishnu gave him darshan and gave him benediction. But when he got this power, he became puffed up, and because of this power, he was actually trying to perform so many atrocities to all the people. And then in this situation, Lord Vishnu again came, and he told him, and then Lord Vishnu delivered him. And even today, there is the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and there is a temple of Vishnu Par, that is the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Thousands and thousands of devotees, people go there, and is considered a very auspicious place. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited Gaya and met his guru Ishwara, Srila Ishwara Puri. And it is at this place Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became intoxicated, and in great ecstasy he was continuously chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Kiba mantra dila gosai, what kind of mantra have you given me? Japita japita hoi pagal, that just by chanting the name I am becoming mad in ecstasy. So that was Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gaya. Then we have this place called Naimisharanya. So Naimisharanya is a most holy place where Suta Goswami, who heard the Srimad Bhagavatam directly from Shukadeva Goswami, and there he spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages of Naimisharanya. How many sages? 88,000. Just imagine speaking to all this assembly of sages and speaking the glories of Lord Hari. Then there's a place called Pula Ashram, the ashram of Pulha Rishi. In elsewhere in a purport, Srila Prabhupada says that this place is somewhere near Himalayas. In the fifth canto, somewhere Srila Prabhupada also writes, it is near Haridwar, and it is said that Bharat Maharaj, the great king on whose name this Bharat Varsha has been named, so this Bharat Maharaj performed and spent remaining days of his life here. Then there is a place called Badrikashram. Badrikashram is a place where in the Himalayas there is Badrinath, one of the Char Dham people go in the north. And there is a temple of Lord Badri Vishal. And this Badrikashram is a place where Lord Vyasadeva is always residing, and is there performing his bhajan. Then it is also described all the places where Mother Sita and Lord Ram visited. And the place mentioned here is Chitrakoot. Chitrakoot is a beautiful forest where Lord Ram and Mother Sita went and performed beautiful pastimes. And also there are beautiful mountains mentioned here, Mount Mahindra and Malaya Hills. So in this way, all these beautiful places of pilgrimage have been mentioned here. And that is the glory of India. So this India is so fortunate that there are so many holy places, so many holy rivers, and almost all the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead have appeared here. Lord Ram appeared here, Lord Krishna, so many different avatars have been appeared here. So it is such a pavan or the auspicious place, Tirthasthan. In fact, in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that the demigods are praying, let us take birth in the holy land of Bharatvarsha, in this holy land of India, so that we can remember and hear the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Because in the heavenly planets, because there is so much sense gratification available, a person is not able to focus on Krishna. So let us give this opportunity of appearing in this holy dham and in the holy places of India and perfect our life. It is mentioned in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 7, verse number 3. Athanyat api krishnasya toka charita adbhutam manusham lokam asadhyam tajjatim arundhandata. Shukadeva Goswami, in the 10th canto, in this beautiful verse, because the chapter 6th in the 10th canto, where Shukadeva Goswami in detail describes the pastime of how Lord Krishna delivered Putana. And the 7th chapter, he is now beginning with this verse. And is glorifying that he is speaking that please, Parikshit Maharaj is speaking this verse and he is saying that please describe the other pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On this planet Earth, exclusively on this planet Earth, and who is imitating a human child and performing wonderful activities like killing the demons. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that although Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performing unlimited pastime, not just only on the planet Earth, but in so many different planets, in the higher planetary system. And in all these different higher planetary systems, Krishna is performing more adbhuta leelas, more adbhut pastimes. But the speciality or the unique thing of this India or this holy place of India is what pastimes Krishna is performing here, he doesn't perform in other higher planetary systems. Because he is performing toka charita arbhuram, especially the childhood pastimes of Krishna. This childhood pastime of Krishna are only and only given special preference for people of India. Because he has performed this balya leela of performing his special childhood pastimes. So that is the glory of Lord Krishna and Sri Vrindavan Dham. So this Vrindavan Dham, also in this verse, it is mentioned of Mathura. So this Vrindavan Dham is so important, so special, that out of all the holy places, this Vrindavan Dham is considered topmost. It is like the headquarters of all the Tirthas, of all the holy places. Srila Rupa Goswami says that out of all the places in India, Krishna chose to appear in Vrindavan. So that's why the holy land of Vrindavan is so special. And Srila Rupa Goswami says that in the Vrindavan Mahatmya, it is said that there are 600 million holy places all over the earth. 600 million holy places all over the earth. And one gets benefit of going to all the holy places in the entire earth simply by coming to Vrindavan and going to all the holy places of Vrindavan. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. So that is the glory of Shri Vrindavan Dham. And not just that, just by staying and coming here and performing bhakti, one gets thousands and thousands of times more benefit. So that is the greatness of Shri Vrindavan Dham. And why this Vrindavan Dham is so special? It is mentioned that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. That he doesn't take his foot outside of Vrindavan. He is always present in his prakata lila and his aprakata lila. Although he is not present, we might not be able to say now, but he is always present here in this holy dham of Sri Vrindavan. So in this last verse, in text number 29, it is described that even if the place is not a tirtha, it is not a dham like Vrindavan, like Badrinath, like all this mentioned place, still that place is a holy place. Why? It is mentioned that anywhere there's a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who is duly worshipped by his devotees, that place is also not different from a tirtha. And that's why Srila Prabhupada used to say that all the temples of ISKCON are non-different than spiritual world. So that is the glory of any place where there is the temple of Radha and Krishna. So I was very inspired by one beautiful story I heard recently from one devotee. There's a temple of Lord Krishna in Kerala which is called as Guruvayur. And the deity of Krishna is called as Guruvayurappan or Lord Krishna, Guruvayur. And there was a great devotee of Lord Krishna whose name was Narayan Bhattatri. He was a person who compiled the Narayanam and used to recite for the pleasure of Guruvayur. So it is said that once he was talking to Lord Guruvayur and he was saying that, "My dear Lord Guruvayur, what is your favorite item?" Just like a devotee comes and asks Radha Shyam Sundar, "What is your favorite item?" And the Lord reveals. Just imagine. And the devotee makes for his pleasure. So Guruvayurappan or Lord Guruvayur says, "My favorite preparation is kheer, sweet rice or paisam." And this devotee, Narayan Bhattatri, says that what if a person cannot offer you sweet rice, kheer? And then he says, then he can just offer me some little rice and some jaggery, I'm satisfied. Then he said, what if even if a person cannot offer that? Then he said that I can be satisfied by simply banana, some rice, curd or butter. And then he said, even if a person cannot have that, cannot offer or give that, then he said, I am simply pleased by two leaves of tulsi and some water. And again, this devotee is asking, what if I am not able to even give you that, two leaves of tulsi and water? Then the Lord says something very special. He says, with great utter devotion and utter despair that you are not able to offer any of these items, tears come from his eyes, and with great devotion you are offering prayers that, "My dear Lord, I am so unqualified that I am not able to offer you this." That two drops of tears are sufficient for me, and they are as good as offering me any of these items. So that tears of desperation is enough to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why it is said that the Supreme Lord is Bhava Grahi Janardhanam. That means he is not pleased just by things which we offer. He is pleased by what we offer with great heart, with great bhava. That's why it is called as Bhava Grahi Janardhanam. So like that, there are different beautiful pastimes. Also in South India, there is this famous temple of Tirupati Balaji. So one great devotee, Shripad Ramanujacharya, one time he was in Srirangam and he asked some of his disciples that there is this beautiful deity or temple of Lord Balaji. It's on the hill. Is there anybody who wants to go and serve Lord Balaji there? Nobody raised their hands. Because Ramanujacharya was staying in Srirangam. So he thought, who's going to go there and stay in the hill? So Ramanujacharya said, nobody wants to go and serve Lord Balaji there. And suddenly one devotee raised his hand, one disciple. His name was Anantacharya. And he said that, "My dear Guru Maharaj, I will go." And Ramanujacharya becomes so happy, he said, you should go and serve Lord Balaji. Make a nice garden for the pleasure of Balaji. So he went and started, he went with his wife and started serving Balaji and digging ditches so that he can make nice ponds and nice make gardens, grow flowers. So being pleased by the devotion of Anantacharya, Lord Balaji appeared as a small boy and went to him and told him that please help, please give me some seva, I can help you. I can take the dust and throw it, help you digging. And then this Anantacharya said, this is the service given to me by my Guru Maharaj. You go, no, no. And he thought that what this child can help me. So he thought, no, no, you go. So then he went to his wife and his wife, he approached his wife that, you know, Anantacharya is not giving me service, but you give me service. So whatever things you are carrying, I will help you so that your service can be faster. So she agreed and she gave him the service. And then Anantacharya was thinking that my wife is doing her seva faster. What is happening? So he actually saw her and he saw that this boy is running around and doing the things. So out of, you know, kind of anger, he told, I told you not to come and take our service. So he just told him that, now get away from this, go. And just to shoo him, he had this, you know, chisel. So he just threw it just to, you know, run away. But somehow that chisel hurt him on the chin and blood started coming. And he just ran. And Anantacharya also started running. And running he went, and finally he came and he went inside the altar and closed the altar of Balaji. And then he was saying that, where will he run? The altar is closed, I'll wait outside. And then the pujari came, he again opened the altar, but there was only Lord Balaji. This child was not there. And he's saying that, I'm looking for this boy, did you see the boy? He said, I didn't see any boy. Then he took the darshan of Balaji, and to his utter surprise, there was blood coming from the chin of Lord Balaji. And he thought that it was none different than the Lord himself who came to help me. And he offered his prayers and he offered Dandavat Pranam. And immediately got some herbs and camphor and immediately mixed and put an ointment and made it and applied on the chin. Even today, in all the darshan, they put this ointment for, so that it cools and it recovers faster. So like that, there are so many holy places and so many places of pilgrimage. And it is the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada who made these teerthas all over the world. Not just in India, but different parts of the world. Srila Prabhupada made new Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada made new Jagannath Puri. Srila Prabhupada made new Dwarka. Srila Prabhupada made new Remana. Srila Prabhupada made new Ramanreti. Because he was convinced that anywhere the devotees are chanting, anywhere there is Radha Krishna deities, that is the spiritual world. And that was the glory of Srila Prabhupada. In 1968, August, Srila Prabhupada told one of his disciples, Hayagriva Prabhu, because Hayagriva Prabhu wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada saying that one gentleman wants to offer us a land, what should we do? And immediately Prabhupada said, yes, we will make new Vrindavan. And Prabhupada writes in the folio, he says that just like in your country, there is New York, New Jersey, I want to make new Vrindavan. And then Prabhupada says, we should make the seven temples of the Goswamis. And then Prabhupada says, we should make Radha Damodar, Radha Shamsundar, Radha Govind, Radha Raman, and all the temples. And that was the glory of Prabhupada, who created, who had a desire so that devotees can create new Vrindavan. Right? Prabhupada created new Jagannath Puri in San Francisco. He installed Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And all these hippies who joined in the early days, they didn't know what is this. You know, they installed the deities of Lord Jagannath. So first day there was an installation ceremony, and Prabhupada told, this is Lord of the universe, Lord Jagannath. So you should worship. And in the installation ceremony, Prabhupada gave each people a candle and told, now you offer the candle. And somebody asked, how many times? He said, just keep on offering till your hand pains. And by this, he did the installation ceremony. So that was the first day. And the second day, the devotees took Lord Jagannath to a beach. And Prabhupada came to take darshan. Prabhupada said, where are the deities? And the devotee said, Prabhupada, you only told that you should give what you like to Krishna. So we like going on the beach for walk. So we took Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And Prabhupada said, no, you should not do this, dear Lord. If you want to take them out, we'll have a big procession. And it is called as Rath Yatra. So we'll have Jagannath Rath Yatra. And hundreds of people will come and we'll have a big parade. So like that, Prabhupada told that we should have Jagannath Rath Yatra. And we have Jayananda Prabhu who made the Rath, and Prabhupada wanted we should have Rath Yatra. So there's an amazing thing that like devotees are very inspired to serve. So one devotee had a desire that let's do Rath Yatra in the most famous street of New York. I think it's 5th Avenue or 2nd Avenue, I don't know. I think in the 5th Avenue. So this devotee wanted to do Rath Yatra. So he thought, but who is going to give permission? So he went to the office of the commissioner. Now, Hare Krishna, they'll not allow. So, but he had a special thing, prasad. So he used to offer prasad to somebody, and a devotee, the person used to eat prasad and ask, what do you want? I want to go inside. Okay, go. Prasad is nice. So he went inside, then again he used to give prasad. And finally he reached the main commissioner, went into the office, knocked the door, and he saw that, who is this strange person coming in my office? He said, please come in. And he opened the door and he said, what do you want? He said, before I brought something special for you. He gave him Mahaprasad and he ate it. He liked it. He said, can I get one more? And he took one more and he said, by the way, why have you come? He said that we have a great festival called Jagannath Rath Yatra. And this Jagannath, who is Lord of the universe, we want him to come at the most important street of America. So we want your permission. He said, oh, Lord Jagannath, most important. Yeah. 5th Avenue is the most important street. And then he actually gave a permission and he was about to sign. But he said, I don't know why I am signing, but I'll sign. And he signed it. And even today there is Rath Yatra happening. And the devotees have very carefully kept the permission even today. So that is how the greatness of Lord Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. One time Prabhupada came to Puri and one person from Orissa, he said that, Prabhupada, why did you take Jagannath out of India? He is our Jagannath, he is of India. And Prabhupada said, he is Jagannath, he is not Odianath. He is Jagannath. He is the Lord of universe and he is delivering thousands and thousands of people all over the world. So that is the greatness of Lord Jagannath. And like that, we have so many holy places all over the world of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada installed deities in different parts of the world. Srila Prabhupada named the deities as Londoneshwar. That means the Ishwar of London. Parisishwar. That means the control of Paris. So I'll just conclude with this pastime of Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada wanted a temple in London and His Holiness Tamalakrishna Maharaj went to London and they were about to start a temple in Sevenbury Place. And Prabhupada called Tamalakrishna Maharaj and said that we are going to inaugurate this temple, please arrange for the deities. Now the temple is about to inaugurate but there are no deities. So Tamalakrishna Maharaj said, now where do we get the deities from? And he said, you have to arrange the deities. And nobody ordered any deities in India, Jaipur. So they were looking what to do, what not to do. So immediately they went. And Tamalakrishna Maharaj told Mukund Maharaj and Janaki Mataji and other devotees to do something. And in that way, they started to find out. And mysteriously, Janaki got a phone call saying, I have a Radha Krishna deities at my house in London. If you want, you can come and see. And they immediately Dhamal Krishna Maharaj and Mukunda, they went and saw the deities and they became very happy. They immediately called Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, there is one Radha Krishna deities, please come. And immediately Prabhupada came in a van. I think Gurudas Prabhu, Shyam Sundar Prabhu and other devotees came. And Prabhupada saw the deities and it was later known as Landanishwar, Radha Landanishwar. And seeing the deities, Srila Prabhupada became so happy. He was so enamored and amazed by seeing the beauty. And Prabhupada told a person, and the person who had these deities, he was telling that, you know, I made this deity for some other institution, but this is nice, you are nice people. And Prabhupada also said, yeah, very nice, very nice. And then Prabhupada, while speaking, he told, Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu, can you just try and find out how heavy it is? Just hold, just see the weight. And they actually, you know, hold the deities. And Prabhupada said, yeah, just walk with the deities. And then they started walking. And Prabhupada said, just go, put in the car. And then Prabhupada said, yeah, let's go. And the person said, Swamiji, wait. He said, yeah, the deities are very nice. Haribol. And then Prabhupada got in the car. And then the car started moving. And immediately the car went. And then Prabhupada saw from behind the deities. And seeing the beauty of Radha Langanishwar, tears came from Prabhupada's eyes. And Prabhupada recited the Govinda Madhipurusham prayers. And then later this beautiful temple was created, and so many beautiful stories all over the world. We have devotees all over the world here sitting, and many of them have so many pastimes to share. So it's time up. I'll end here. So once again, I'd like to thank all the devotees for their blessings and participation. Thank you so much. Rathraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande.